محمد راج محمد بابا سے بلند نعرہ سلام
الحمد لله الذي نور قلوب العالمين بنور معرفته وقضى فرائض الأنبياء وأولياء الأنبياء والمرسلين وأكمل إيمان المسلمين والمؤمنين بولاية علي أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. السلام والسلام على أفضل الموجودات العبد المؤيد والرسول المستجد المصطفى المجد المحمود الأحمد أعني أبا القاسم محمد وعلى روحه ونفسه وصحبه ورسوله سيدنا الخيار يا قول المعالي امام المتقين علي بن ابي طالب وعلى اصياء لا سيما بقيه الله في الارضين روح وارواح العالمين للتراب مقدم عيسنا واللعنه الدائمه على اعدائهم اجمعين من الان الى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد فقد قال الله في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. If you get one from forward, if you can move the cell, first of all, it's one of the best nights in the month of Ramadan because of the coming of the second month of the Sinai Sabai. The Imam who is known to be Kareem of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, Kareem Ahlul Bayt, he is the most generous of all the members of the Ahlul Bayt. The most generous Imam is Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. There are many dimensions to the Imam al-Islam's life, and the Imam al-Islam was extremely, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba has been known for a number of things. One of the things is his generosity, and the other is that he was extremely handsome. In fact, the traditions that say that whenever he went out, people would all stop to see the Imam al-Islam. And this was an exceptional case that even though all the members of the Ahlul Bayt al-Islam were extremely handsome, but he was an outstanding personality amongst them. In fact, Bani Hashim were known for their looks and Bani Umayyah were known for their ugliness. Which is a true fact. Just not to make you laugh, but it is a true matter. The historians have mentioned that they were not people of good character and likewise not of good looks. And Bani Hashim, exactly on the contrary, they were the best of the character, outstanding in generosity and extremely humble. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam were the best of the Bani Hashim. And Imam Hassan al-Mustafa is known to be Kareem Ahl Bayt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the titles of Allah is Kareem. And he calls the Quran a Kareem. It's not the cream in English. But they are the cream of all the people. Even in English you use it positively. But generous, extremely generous. But look at the definition given by Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The Imam al-Islam gives a definition for Kareem, someone who is generous. He says that people are of four types. He says, one person is the one who is generous. Whatever he needs, he takes, and whatever he doesn't need, he gives it to the other people. That is generosity. That is bakhil. He says, but the bakhil is a person who only cares about himself, a miserly person. And in English we sometimes use a Jew. A person who is miserly, very stingy and does not use only for himself. That is bakhil. The word in Arabic is bakhil. Even in Urdu we use that. Sakhi, even in Urdu we use Sakhi, the one after his own needs he gives to other people. Generous. And the bakhil or the miserly person is the one who only uses for himself but does not use for other people. And the third is la'in. He says, I don't care if I get or not, but I will make sure that no one else gets anything. There are people like that in the world. And they are known to be la'in. The extra miserly person. Extremely miserly. And the fourth Imam al-Islam says is Kareem. Someone who doesn't care if he eats or not. He says, but I will give to other people. The generosity is to an extent where he doesn't care if he has anything or not, but he will give out. And that is the true about Ahlul Bayt. And out of all of the Ahlul Bayt, the members of Ahlul Bayt, the most true about Imam Hassan al-Mustafa. That Imam is known that many times when he came out of his house and he was in the streets of Medina, people would stop, and he was himself extremely generous. Even if he saw the people sitting on the floor, he would stop for a moment and sit down. Once the, today I was going through some of the hadith about the life of the Imam al-Islam. It is mentioned that one day he was riding a horse and going through the streets of Medina, and he saw that some people are sitting on the floor and eating food. And they did not have any utensils or anything. So they had the food on the floor and they were eating. And the Imam al-Islam was passing by and they were all his followers. They believed in him. You see, the time for the followers of Ahlul Bayt became extremely difficult after the Ahlul Bayt were being oppressed by the Khulafa, especially the Banu Umayyah, especially by Muawiyah. They became extremely difficult and, a very difficult situation for them. So they were all eating on the floor with the food on the floor as well. And they saw the Imam pass by and they all said, Mawla, come and eat with us. So he quickly came off his horse and he sat down with them and he said, I will eat with you. He ate a little bit and said, all of you now, you invited me, I accepted your invitation. Now I invite you and please accept my invitation. He took them to his house and gave them the best of the food and the best of his dresses he took out and he said, these are for you. So someone said to him, Mawla, why did you sit down on the floor with these people? Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a person who is mutakabbir. Someone who is proud, Allah dislikes. Allah dislikes the people who are proud. And I want you to show that I am not proud and I am humble. And I want you to say, oh Allah, even though you have some servants who sit on the floor and eat, I will come and eat with them because He has made me His representative. Give the best of His dress to these people. Took out the dress and said, these are for you. Three times in his life, it is said, twice or three times, he gave everything that he had. Every single thing. He said, my house and everything is for you, for the poor people. Every little thing that he had, he gave away. And he said, I will restart my life. This is the generosity of Hassan al-Mustafa. He restarted his life by giving everything away. And there are a number of occasions where the people have said that He gave half of whatever he had to the poor people and he said, I will restart my business and everything with the other half and rebuild it and then continuously do generosity. Even today, you know, many people actually organize the Dasturkhan for Imam Hasan Mustafa. You know, the Sufra of Imam Hasan Mustafa, Dasturkhan, is famous. Whenever you mention the Sufra of any Imam, you mention the Dasturkhan of Imam Hasan Mustafa. Muawiyah was always thinking, how is it that Hasan Mustafa always his guest? I have taken everything away from them. I have taken away father, there is no wealth, nothing. And whenever you go to Medina, Hasan Mustafa is treating guests. He was always complaining that why is Hasan Mustafa, why does he always have this? You know, Hasan Mustafa would remind people. Continuously he said, yes, I want to serve. Some of the incidents, you know, there is a very famous hadith that I want to mention here. By Imam the second Imam, he said, when a person said, Wala, why do you always give to whoever asks you? Even your enemy, he says, give me something. You don't say no, you give it to him. Why do you not ever say no to anyone? Is this because I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he never says no to me. And I do not wish for him to ever say no to him, so I always give so he never says no to me. If you want to make sure that all of your du'as and all of your prayers are accepted and granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make sure whoever asks for anything, then give and say, oh Allah, look, I never say no to anyone. You should not say no to me. Because anta ajwadul ajwad. You are sakhiyul as-khiyar. You are the most generous of all generous. Look at the beautiful way of Imam al-Islam presenting his generosity. He says that, I've never said no to you. کیوں کبھی منع نہیں کرتے گا اس لیے کہ خدا کبھی مجھے منع نہیں کرتا میں نہیں چاہتا خدا کبھی مجھے منع کرے جو کوئی یہ چاہتا ہے کہ خدا اسے منع نہ کرے تو وہ پھر کسی سائل کو منع نہ کرے Now there are so many dimensions of the Imam Al-Islam's life. Not only just his knowledge and his generosity and his... This is today, you know, we see so many people deprived and going through difficulties. The Western people do not understand, and many of us who have this Western mentality, we do not understand. How can the wealth increase by spending? Did you understand my question? Many of us don't understand this concept. How can you increase in your wealth by spending? یہ دولت بڑھ گئی نہیں سکتی ہے خرچ کرنے سے یہ کیا بات ہے مولوی حضرات علماء ہمیشہ اسلام ہمیشہ یہ کہتا تھا خرچ کرو بڑھے گا زکات کو بڑھے گی دولت قرض دو سخاوت کرو رائے مدہ میں خرچ کرو صدقہ دو خیرات کرو بول پڑے گی ایون جناب سیدہ سلام اللہ علیہ وسلم He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made different wajibat, you know, the obligations. She goes into namaz and everything. The philosophy behind each one of the obligations. She says that the whole philosophy behind zakat and giving Islamic dues, then numuk, it is for increasing the world's wealth. You only increase when you spend in the way of Allah. How? Number one, we the Muslims also, you know, we believe in barakat. Even though the people translate the word barakat as blessing, but that is not the true translation and the true concept transferred into English. When you spend and you get more, that is not the concept. Islam says when you spend, whatever is left behind will be sufficient for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that little surplus for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give barakat in it. That will be sufficient not only for yourself but also for other people. We have this concept of barakat which the other people do not understand. They said, you had $100 and you spent 20. How can you explain to me that this $80 is more than 100? It is not. If you all understand? They always argue, how can you say that you spent and it will become more? Allah says there are two ways. One, whenever you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Quran that whoever gives one in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns 7, and then He says 70, and then 700 times as much. The example He gives, He says, when you get a seed, you place it in the ground, that seed turns into a tree. And the example He gives is of wheat. plant. You know, the he did one wheat plant returns you. There are 70 branches, that each branch contains at least 10 of those seeds. He says, if you multiply 70 by 10, that is 700. He says, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of returning. If you spend in Allah's way, He will give you so many other sources of income that you will not even realize. Man, you know, in Surah Hashr and some of the other surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ihtisab, you cannot even count. When you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot even count, because He will provide new sources for you that you cannot imagine. That is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paying back. But He says that I'll give you barakat with the same amount that $20 you spend, the $80 will have barakat. Meaning, you will be able to do more with these $80 than the people who will be able to do with $100. You know, many people say, I earn so much, but I have it never, you know, fulfilled my needs. But there are many people who say, it is surplus, it is more than my needs. People who come to, you know, you go to many of the villages in Pakistan and India, people with smaller resources, they are much more happy. And people earning so much more, and yet you will find them to be quite displeased. And not happy with their own life. This is the whole concept of barakat, which many people do not understand. We believe in the concept of barakat. Now, let's look at the life of Hasan Mujtaba, how he says, the barakah comes to your life. And I just want to just mention one part, and then I'll go into the Fadail of Imam Hasan Mujtaba and transfer it to Urdu. Look at the spending of the Imam alayhi salam. There are two dimensions. One is ibadat and the other one is generosity. Imam Hasan Mujtaba is salatu wa salam. It is mentioned that he went to Hajj 22 times on foot from Medina to Mecca. He walked all the way 560 kilometers, which is around 300 miles. Can you imagine a person walks it, even though he had a horse and a camel, and the people were telling him, Mawla, you have a horse, why don't you ride? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the people who take more trouble in providing the services for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah unse zyada mohabbat karta hai jo zyada zahmat uthate hain, zahmaton ko zyada pasand karta hai. Hamare yahan aaram ko zyada pasand kiya jata hai. Hum koshish karte hain jitna aaram mile. Main yahan dekha hai ki aaj to log lad rahe hain, aapne vaada kiya tha AC hoga. Humne kaha AC hoga, hotel nahi hai yahan pe. Arafat mein kahan se AC leke aao, tent lage hue hain. Hame nahi pata kahin se tent khole. Hum wahan pe Arafat mein bajaye iske liye ibadat ka sochte hain, 6 ghante 8 ghante mile hain. पांच बार सिलाई बोली है आराम पसंद, खुद बाहरी की दुनिया से जाने वाले, यूरोप अमेरिका से जाने वाले, जितनी आसाइश हो सके. इमाम हसन मुज्तबा कहा कि मौला, आपके पास घोड़ा मौजूद करने की जरूरत नहीं है. फिर इमाम अपने नाले ने मुबारक उतार देते हैं, रंगे पहुंचने का मौला के पाँव में जख्म हो चुके हैं. कहा कि नहीं, अफजलुल आमाल अहमदुहा, जिन आमाल में जहमत ज्यादा होती है वो अल्लाह को ज्यादा पसंद है. जिनमें जहमत ज्यादा हो, जिनमें इंसान के लिए सऊबत हो. अगर हम एक दुनिया से कैसे दौर से गुजरे, जहां पे अगर आज हमारे अहमद इंसान तशरीफ लेके आए तो न सिर्फ ये की कशिश है हमारे आने वाले मुसलमान, उनके इल्म की, उनकी इस्मत की, पाकिस्तानी की. अतः यहां तक एक आम मोमिन, कई मतलब आपको मुझे आपका नादा नहीं बारह मिलना, कई मतलब ऐसा होता है कि मैं एयरपोर्ट से देखता हूं, लगता है कि ये तो मोमिन होगा. कई मतलब ऐसा आपने खुद बखुद एक दिल कह रहा होता है, ईमान कह रहा होता है, उसकी कशिश कह रही होती है कि ये ईमान की कशिश है जिसके अंदर पाई जाती है, ये कोई ना कोई मोमिन ही होगा. ये मतलब एहसास होता है, ये कोई अपना है. ये जो अपनाइयत का एहसास है, ये ईमान की वजह से है, उसके जोहद तकवे की वजह से है. उसका चेहरा बताएगा खुद बखुद ये अहले ईमान है. अला तवज्जो है मेरे साथ. ये आम मोमिन के अंदर अलामत पाई जाती है कि उसकी कशिश इंसान को अपनी तरफ मकबूल कर लेती है, वो अपनी तरफ खींचती है, अपनी तरफ अट्रैक्ट करती है, फौरन तवज्जो हासिल करती है कि कोई ना कोई मोमिन जरूर होगा, बामल इंसान होगा, या आलिम होगा, कोई ना कोई बातफा मोमिन होगा. अगर ये आम अफराद का हाल है, और अगर इमाम में वक्त तशरीफ लाए, अगर इमाम में जमाना तशरीफ लाए, अगर इमाम हसन मुज्तबा तशरीफ लाए, जब आप देखिए कि जिनके चेहरे की कशिश हर इंसान को तो बहुत कर देगी, तमाजत सूरज की चांद की कम होगी, इमाम के चेहरे की ज्यादा. ये जो कुरान की आयतें कहते हैं तो खूबसूरत थे, लेकिन उनकी खूबसूरती की चट्टी हर जगह पे थे, लेकिन जब तक कि लोगों ने देखा नहीं तो उन्हें अंदाजा नहीं था जिस कदम की खूबसूरती. जब उन मसूरात में उंगली काटे तो उन्होंने कहा कि नहीं, बस हाथ मलकुन करीम, ये कोई आम खूबसूरत नहीं है, ये कोई फरिश्ता महसूस होता है। यानी वो जो इंसान के अंदर एक खूबसूरती काफी नहीं है, नहीं तो बहुत से कुफार बहुत खूबसूरत होते हैं, वो खूबसूरती नहीं होती है। समझ जाऊंगा हजरा, इन्नल्लाह जमील युहिब्बुल जमाल, अल्लाह खूबसूरत है उसे खूबसूरत पसंद है। समझ जाऊंगा, ये खूबसूरती है कुफार वाली नहीं, वो जो इंसान के अमल की खूबसूरती है, अमल की खूबसूरती है वो चेहरे पे साहिब होती है। अब जैसी भी सूरत हो जाए, अफ्रीका का रहने वाला हो, जनाब बिलाल को देखेंगे, जनाब फिजा को देखेंगे, खुद बखुद होगा हाँ ये कोई ना कोई अहले बैत का मानने वाला जरूर। अरे ये जो अमाल की कशिश है और अमाल की जाजबियत है वो किसी और में नहीं है, पैगंबर अलैहिस्सलाम और आइमर मुसलमान में ये खास किस्म की जाजबियत और कशिश।